mistakes. I've had my ups and downs, my ins and outs, my share of bad breaks, but when it's all said and done,
Spankwagon Audio. Spankwagon Audio.
Do it. terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good, actually.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Well, bravo.
More.
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 Machine is now alive to wreak havoc in your life. There's no use to hold me back. I am ready to attack.
Oh, with you.
If I get drunk, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. If I hate her, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's hammering to you.
Coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, near the water treatment plant, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And now, let us introduce this evening's hosts. He comes to us from Hollywood, California. He wears sideburns like Elvis, but he ain't owning any blue suede shoes. Here's your host, Clodballs! Now let's meet our other host. He comes to us from Waterloo, Iowa. He ain't a farm boy, and he don't tip cows unless the service is good. Trencher! And you listeners at home, you can also play along, and you don't even need to own the home game. Just go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the chat link, and join us live. And now, once again, here are your hosts for tonight's episode of Spank Wagon Radio, Clodballs and Trencher!
Apparently, I'm an ass.
What do you mean?
I'm a big fucking ass.
Why is that?
Because I don't play cool music.
Who
I play gay
so?
Music.
Well, who said so?
Well, we got a chat room kind of slightly loaded with five people.
Oh, yeah, man.
What? I know the web chat's dead, Rev. All right, you listen to Spank Wagon Radio, only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
I'm your host, the big fucking ass, and you are?
I am
late.
The big fucking balls.
The big fucking balls.
Yeah.
All right.
I do apologize. Actually, I had something to do, and I debated whether or not doing it, and I thought you would have coverage.
Yeah, so did I.
I do apologize.
I actually did think I had coverage, but I didn't. That means we don't have the fun smack doing smack segment tonight. Fuck, man. So, you got lucky with this one. You really got lucky with this one. He sends me an email, like he knows what I do a minute I get in. Anywho, it's Thursday. End of my week.
It is another show here on Spank
Wagon.
Yeah. That it is. How's everybody doing tonight in the chat room?
Yeah, how is the chat room? Because other than me bombarding with bad music.
Let's see. I think Trinch is a neato guy.
Hey.
that's swell.
Yes, that's hunky-dory. Oh, hey, that's just clever.
Wow, look, ASCII art.
You know,
God.
Yeah, you know, ASCII art. When did that finally die? Oh, I don't know. Yeah. When computers had graphic cards. Of course, ASCII art right now is sort of in the revival stage.
Yeah, I know.
Have you noticed that?
Because emoticons get dull.
Oh, I know. So they just do ASCII art. Like, y'all look at signatures on
Flashdot. So how late is your ASCII art? Can you, like, put a condom with a reservoir tip on that? If anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, because they're not in the chat room right there, in our chat room right now, by the way, why don't you tell them how to go?
Yes, because Cheeto fucked up yet again this week. Our chat room, if you want to access it, of course, our online chat is Fucksword. In other words, I'm being cheap because I'm an ass. So what we have to do, or what you have to do, is if you are elite enough to actually use an IRC, hey, he did it with a tip. Impressive. If you are elite enough to do it with an IRC client, go to...
No, you don't need a shower cap. It needs to be the whole thing.
A shower go cap. To... Oh, great. We're drawing stick condoms with, or stick dicks with ASCII art. This is great.
Yeah.
And why does all the men know how to draw a penis? Shouldn't the men be a little more, I don't know, diverse instead of just drawing a bunch of dicks on the screen?
Here you go. Draw a vagina.
I guess.
ASCII art vagina. Let's see that.
Who can draw a cunt? Yeah. First person draws a cunt?
Nah, cunt's a nasty word.
Oh, we're back to that again, though, aren't we?
I don't like... You know what? I just called the C word, dude.
C. The C word. Oh, you're such a C.
What?
No.
Because just cunt, dude. I mean...
I know. It's derogatory.
No. Just say the word cunt.
We've already gone through this. The whole facial looks like it's sneering.
Cunt.
Damn! Of course.
Well, yeah.
Figured.
Mad
smack.
Smacks twat.
Smack got...
All right, that's very good.
Oh dear. All right. If you want to join our chat, it's irc.slashnet.org. The channel room is pound or hash, whatever. It's the freaking, you know, number symbol. Spank wagon. So
pound, okay.
Pound.
Like,
well, people were saying hash, you know.
Hash.
Pound. Fuck that. Geek. Anywho.
I'm sorry, it's like, it just crossed over my mind. I got my pound pipe.
Careful though, that falls under bad music, which I've been playing all night today.
Shit, you know I'm afraid I shouldn't even do that, man. I'll probably get hit by the RIAA for like infringement on somebody's.
Oh, of course, you know we got to pay somebody now for that. Well, actually, that's why I pay Live365, you know, for the legal bills and for the playing of my copyrighted stuff.
You know, I'd like that.
I ripped off CDs anyway.
We should pay.
Why?
I think what we, you know, instead of doing an online credit card bill, what we'll do is we won't pay Live365. We'll go to each of the record places and we'll pay them in pennies.
Hey, there you go. That's what they're getting anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be proper to what you know to what they're being paid. Be proper to what they're being paid by the RIAA. You, Johnny was the devil. Hey, we had an interesting day today. We both did something very Hollywood.
Although, we did not get to see each other do it.
That would have been fun.
Yes, it would have.
Would have been absolutely fun. For those of you who are wondering...
where we work
Where we work at, we can't really... We're not going to go into detail.
Needless
to say, they're going to do some local commercials and possibly even make them national. We're talking full-on commercials.
I haven't heard anything about making them national.
See, my understanding is that I don't know if they're going local or national, because if you noticed all the stuff they brought in... That's relatively high scale.
I mean, it is. I'm not going to argue with that, but I've seen the same shit that they used to take out to Ben Stettman.
That's true. Monday. That's true. Yes, we are going to be on TV, but we don't think it's going to be Spank Wagon.
No, it won't be Spank Wagon. We don't know for sure if we're going
to
be on TV.
Yeah, we did screen tests and
call.
Auditions.
Yes.
And a casting call
it was
today.
A casting call. We actually did screen tests.
Yes.
I had my own little...
the schedule of shtick.
That's pretty much what it was, too.
Except for I got thrown a total fucking loop.
Oh, yeah?
Well, see, when I went in, everybody else ahead of me,
mm-hmm.
it's actually very interesting. I walked in at the same time as Tit did because we were on lunch. We went to Costco, and he followed.
Right.
And I sit down. The guy's like, you will be next. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Thanks. Sure. Why not?
So that was my attitude. Great, man. So I got up there. He's like... Okay, sing some songs, like, do Elvis. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, of course, because you have the sideburns.
Yeah, I know. So I did, dude, it was like bad fucking karaoke night, dude. Elvis was turning in his grave, dude. I sung Suspicious Minds, a little more satisfaction. I did a quickie rendition, single verse of In the Ghetto.
Oh, no!
No, I do.
Oh, no!
Now, you don't understand. This wasn't just me singing. This was me doing both parts. Both, you know, E, mm-hmm. Big Elvis, and the Sweet Inspirations. I actually did that.
Oh, dear.
And I actually had to gyrate and jump up and down and do the Elvis poses. They actually asked me to do that.
You know, they will, too, because they were asking everybody to do something.
So I was like, yeah.
Few people actually literally just, I mean, people you never heard talk. People that you just, they don't have emotion.
Yeah, and I saw the polar opposite.
Yeah.
No. After I did my audition,
mm-hmm.
we convinced Tit to get up there.
Okay.
So Tit gets up there and stands and, like, say something. He's like, well, I don't normally talk.
Oh, my God. He had fear, stage fear.
Well, it's understandable, first time or something right there, but...
True. But it was so opposite from Tit. Because if you guys ever met Tit, he will be... Ooh, yeesh. Well, let's just say he sets fire to Nevada land.
To put it gently, he's a chatterbox.
Pretty much.
But, yeah, he did Monty Python skits with no accent.
What?
We are the knights who say knee. What kind of swallow? African or European? Just like that.
Oh, God.
The guy, the people behind the desk right there, I'm guessing it like maybe a director or something for this stuff, or at least like
an assistant director.
Some CSA services or something like mm-hmm. that, you know? They were like totally getting into it and stuff, man. It was like, have you seen Zoolander?
Little bits and pieces.
Okay, that one scene where he's like, "You're a monkey, dance like a monkey, man." That's like what it was with everybody, and I ended up being that monkey.
Really?
But he's like, "Sing a lumberjack song, man. Sing a lumberjack song." And they like start singing, "Oh, I'm a lumberjack, you know I'm okay. I press wallflowers like that."
Yeah.
And the guy's like totally doing stuff, and he's like, "I don't sing." It's fun.
But that's sad, dude.
What? Well, I was like actually kind of psyched up when I saw like a couple people do some stuff before me, man.
Uh huh.
Because they were like, okay, do some movie lines, do Montoya from Scarface, and I'm like, shit, man, I'm halfway there. I speak Spanish and I'm photoshopped as a guy.
That's right.
Yeah, I can do that.
You're two thirds of the way there.
Yeah, but you know what I actually did? I did get a chance to show off my Spanish. He goes, I did a voice, actually. I did the announcer on Telemundo. They asked me to.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's on film. They're like, I did this 3 fucking times because the guy's just like laughing so much, so loud, it killed the fucking audio on the tape. I had to keep fucking doing this shit, dude.
Oh, that's not right.
It was pretty good.
That's great.
It was, actually. It was.
Could you give that to us one more time?
Okay. I was like, Univision del Mundo Noticias sobre el gol! I'm like randomly spitting out Spanish in his voice.
What did you say?
I was like actually naming shows and stuff.
TV shows and then goal.
Yeah, no, it made no sense.
Oh, that's great.
Because I'm getting up there like told like one person, okay, the person before me, like, okay, do Scarface. And say hello to my little friend. I'm like, shit, man, I can do that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Do an Italian accent, and the person can do an Italian accent. Like, fuck, man, I can do this shit. I'm fucking sin. I get up there and do fucking Elvis karaoke, dude.
Elvis karaoke, all because he got burns. And if you guys want to know, for those
and the Telemundo announcer,
you should do like Spanish Elvis.
Spanish Elvis. You know, there's actually a group called Elvis.
Elvis, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that. You know,
they have fucking Elvis jumpsuits
mm-hmm.
that are made out of camouflage. They're fucking camo, dude. It's fucking weird.
Well, what's the group name?
Elvis. ELVIS.
No,
it's two words. I forget what it means, but it actually means something in Spanish.
God, that's a horrible ripoff, though.
It's funny, man. So it was kind of great, though, man. You know, because I got to do, you know, I'm at a little Kaufman tribute of doing all this, man. I like jumped into the fucking.
So you wick you I did, did, you go
I did,
up
I did,
or
I did like
do
a
Elvis?
Karate thing, man, and I did the lip curl and stuff, man.
You sold out.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, why not? If it gets you on a commercial, you know, that's great.
Even if it did.
And you realize we get SAG cards if we're in commercials.
Only if you have speaking lines.
No, I think the first you don't have to pay until you get speaking
it's
lines.
Like three.
Three?
I think you have 3 references to get a SAG card. That's what my father told me, because my father used to be an extra in a lot of movies.
Because goddammit, if we can get a SAG card, we're unstoppable.
Hey, you know what, man?
Weird.
If you get your Brickland, we'll have SAG cars and movie cars.
Okay, yeah. Just got to get an agent for the car. And yes, agents for the car.
Yes, they do. That's actually going to be a link. They have like a lot of people. And there's like fucking DeLoreans and shit up there.
Mm-hmm.
Hummers, Lamborghinis. And they give like their areas, locations, you know, and prices if they're listed. Otherwise, like, please contact to discuss.
Shit, I'd do it for a buck just to say, that's my car.
Yeah, I know.
Give me a dollar, and you can put my car in a movie.
You know, it's,
no porn, though. I got to clean the car.
Porn, yeah.
What's that dripping, sir? It's oil. No, it's white.
Oh. Yeah. I'm sorry. It just brings back funny memory.
What?
When I first got my car, my mom was like, you know, you're good. You know, like, I used to get, like, solicited by, I still do. Like, I don't get regular women in my car. I get solicited by prostitutes.
Uh-huh.
So my mom goes, yeah, well, there better not be no ass smears on your hood.
Your mom said this.
Yeah. You've met my mom.
Yes, I have. And we've got a story to tell from last week.
Oh,
man.
Our supervisor at work had a couch.
Okay.
I explain
the couch in mundane terms, and I'll explain the couch how it really is.
For those listening right there, it's actually been dubbed the couch from hell. It is more like a extended love seat, not quite as long as a couch. It also has a fold-out bed. The threading itself is vertical stripes, or actually a vertical sewing pattern.
Vertical sewing pattern.
It is green, lime green.
Lime green.
Faded lime green.
Lemon yellow.
And gold.
Yes, and gold. It's hideous. It's the you gotta you if you see this thing now. For those of you who know,
there's even more.
Let me get first to the color of the couch.
Please go ahead.
The color of the couch is this lime bright ass green. worse than 70s, dude. This is 60s fucking hippie couch.
This is fucking heinous.
Okay, man. This couch is heinous. This couch is awful. It's lime green, lemon yellow, and it's bright as fuck, and it's in floral pattern, overlapping floral pattern.
Yes.
Now, you fold this thing out.
But not a nice floral pattern.
No, no.
It's like...
Not subtle at all.
No, it's like a... Picture this. It's a green background with yellow and gold floral pattern.
If anybody has ever set, ever watched us laugh in.
It's like M.C. Escher on acid.
No, it's not even M.C. Escher. I can stand M.C. Escher. It's like fucking laughing in a blender. Look that up in your fucking... And you fucking blend it all in. Pour it all out. What do you got? You got Goldie Hawn smeared on your couch. No ass stains. No. We're talking this bright fucking yellow, this bright fucking green, thrown together as if it was a bad paintball war.
That's
okay?
Funny.
Right there. What did your... When I had to help him take this to his house. Now, you know, you live with your mom.
Yeah.
And your mom and her friend were there hanging out. Mm-hmm. What did she say the minute she saw that?
First, she didn't say anything.
The look on her face was enough. He died right then and there.
It was like dark, man. That face, man. That fucking look of anger, dude. She glowed red enough to light up the room.
Oh, God. It was horrible. And then the first thing I hear out of her mouth, what the fuck is that? It's a couch, Mom.
It's a couch, Mom. Yeah.
And of course, this couch is now in his living room.
Yes. Now this is the bad part. I put this thing in the living room, and I'm like, it's still got a lot of good padding.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, the center section doesn't on the back. The padding is gone, so it's like plywood underneath. So I'm like, see, look, and I flop. So I go, it's comfortable. So that's not confidence building. Dipshit here has the audacity to tell my mom, oh, the cobwebs blew off on the way over in the back of the truck. My mom freaks out, thinks that this thing is like riddled with
like the, you know, horrible spiders and the spider from the Harry Potter movie. You know, could have come out of the couch at her.
Fuck, man. Now, it's not over yet. So I get it that night, you know, I'm like, it's a fold-out bed. I've never slept on a fold-out bed before. So what do? I vacuum the couch.
That's a good idea.
Yes, it was very good. Then I go and I throw a sheet down on it and I'm like, okay, it's got some padding, you know? It's not bad. So I lay down on it. The backing underneath is not like you understand it. It's not a cot backing. This little cot mattress sits on a fucking trampoline. With Warren Springs. So I sink in the fucking center.
And you hit that bar that's across the middle.
There's a bar across the middle right behind my calves. So every time I turn or anything, I kick my fucking shins.
You shin yourself.
Now, I'm fucking tired. I've moved this couch, man. I wasn't, like, prepared to do it. I didn't, like, warm up or anything, you know. I didn't have much sleep. I've just put this thing finally in the corner. I decided, you know what? Well, now's a good time just to go ahead and try to sleep on it, see what it feels like. Mm-hmm. It's only the next morning I wake up, it's the only time in my life I've ever woken up with back pain. Because I was like, ugh. Then there's the joy that I didn't know about when you sleep on a fold-out couch from a mattress. The metal fucking rails on the side.
Scrape.
Yeah, scrape. Ooh, man.
I'm being generous with
that.
It
was a flesh squeegee. Okay?
Oh, my God.
That wasn't very gentle or giving like rubber.
Flesh squeegee.
Oh, hell. It was very...
Yes, we did, Rev. I have never heard anything ever in my life get called a flesh squeegee.
Because it was just like cleaning glass, dude, except for taking off water, it took off skin.
Oh my God.
Fuck. I just went, ah, as I went off the side on this thing. then I have to like hunch around for a few minutes and back pain. And I just say, fuck it, and straighten right up and go, ah. So about 10 minutes later, I straightened my back. I guess I cracked it, and I'm like, okay. So I'm like, oh, good.
You look at your shins, though.
The bar was on my shins. Mm-hmm. The flesh squeegee was on the underside of my legs getting off this goddamn thing.
Ow!
Yeah.
That's just not nice.
Fuck. So my mom found this old it's like a king-size... sheet, you know, uh-huh. with like this Indian pattern, and threw it on the couch to cover it. It looks nice, except for like it's an old one, so like it got snagged on something.
Uh-huh.
So right in the center of this thing, there's this. It's probably about like that right there.
About a tennis ball or a golf ball. Well, actually, that's a baseball size.
It's like
hole.
A baseball size fucking hole filled where this ungodly pattern underneath is just poking its evil fucking presence out.
It's like the big green and yellow eye that keeps an eye on you.
The cats love the couch, though.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Should we... Considering our listener base, I think it's pretty much safe to
first
say...
First thing that happened when the fucking couch came in is my cat runs over and goes, ah! Sharpen.
Yeah. Mongo was definitely enjoying that.
Mongo is my cat.
Yes, Mongo... Yeah, no. Mongo's his mom. Of course Mongo's your cat.
Mongo is the Taiwanese girl. She was an exchange student. I think it's permanent now.
Yeah, Mongo's a little version of my cat.
Yeah.
My fucking cat's, you know, huge. His little one.
It's about 2.5 times bigger than mine. Yours is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fucking cat that is.
Yes. Just to get that right. Yes, Mongo is the name of a woman, a female cat.
Female cat,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, look, you're not spayed and neutered. Oh, dear.
I thought it was... I got the kitten when it was 6 weeks old.
Right.
Okay. So what happened is the testes hadn't grown out yet, or at least that's what I thought.
No tumors here.
Yeah, they weren't testes. The problem is, I don't know, man. The cat's like, the cat goes into season for a day. It just wears itself out, running around the house,
uh-huh.
just yowling, and then wakes up and it's perfectly back to normal.
What the hell?
While it yells, you scratch its ass, man, it just assumes a position.
Oh, Jesus. I guess you should have learned not to put your hand near its ass, then.
Well, you pet the cat, okay? You pet the cat.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is...
I hope you're not cupping it.
Cupping it? No.
Yeah, okay, just checking.
No. The fucking cat doesn't know how to groom itself properly. It only cleans where it can reach.
It has somewhat of a half a fro going on.
Dude, my cat had dreadlocks at one point on its haunches. I had to like... I swear to God, man, the fucking cat was napping. I was like... Fucking
why don't you just buy your cat Jerry Curl and get it over with?
Yeah.
Just fucking Jerry Curl your cat.
Yeah. Pussy with a tooth. Don't meow me like you know me.
Oh, dear God.
No, but yeah, that's just whoa.
Yeah, Mongo's interesting guy. But yeah, I mean, it was definitely an entertaining experience because that couch, moving it, and Alvin says you don't know how to move furniture.
Dude, my furniture ain't normally that fucking heavy.
I know. He just had a hard. He kept trying to put the couch through in a way that it would have taken up both door frame, both sides of the door frame.
Fuck, man.
Bam. No, you have to turn it this way. This way? No, this way. Just
it's
muscle
like
him. Muscle him to turn it the proper direction.
Yeah, but you know it was.
That was fun. Yeah.
But now there's something actually. We went off on this other story. Mm. What happened during your? Screen test today. What did you do?
What did I do? Well, first off, they asked me a couple questions, you know, my name, and gave me the profile, and gave me the straight on, and it was kind of weird, because, like, the person before me had to give, like, three profiles.
Really?
Well, I wasn't quite able to figure that out, but my...
A lot of the problem was they weren't turning around.
Yeah.
Because they were just, like, turning their fucking head, like, it's a mugshot and shit. You gotta, like, turn your body for a fucking
yeah. stuff. So basically what I did, they asked me my name, what I do, what do I like about my job. I gave them a great answer because they were all very impressed with the answer.
They cared whether or not I was happy with my job.
Yeah.
They didn't ask me that.
Well, they just wanted to see Elvis. You were their little toy. And, yeah, I said he had the laser pointing in my eyes. Then they asked me, so, you know, can you, do you want to, they asked me, do you want to do anything else?
Yeah.
I was like, well, why don't you guys tell me what to do? I said, why don't you, you know.
Sure, Mike.
Yeah. I said, well, tell me what you want me to do. So they go and they say, okay, can you do voices and can you sing? And of course, you know me. You know.
Yeah.
And some of these guys out here know. And I go, well, I can do both at the same time if you'd like. And they're like, really? You know, kind of like, what the hell is he going to do? So I just stop and warm my head and clear my voice. And I go, hello, Kermit the Frog here, coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Right now, I'd like to sing you a little song. And they just kind of got, whoa. Why are there so many songs about rainbows? Oh, shit, I can't even think of the rest of the lyrics right now. But I went into the shtick, and they were just,
cool.
He can sing.
Yeah, I know, and I was, like, doing a lot of stuff. And I was like, come on, man, I got more, come on.
Yeah, I kind of felt that way. When it was over, and they said, well, thank you very much. You know, we'll be talking to you. You'll be in town in January. And I'm like, yeah, and I'm planning on sticking around. And they're like, great, great. And I was kind of like disappointed it was over.
Yeah, I know, man.
It was like, damn, I was in front of a, you know, I was in front of a camera and I was...
But it's nice when you have that feeling of doing something right.
Doing it great.
Now imagine you fuck up. That's what it's like to bomb on stage.
Oh, I've done that.
It's like embarrassing.
I've done that.
Yeah.
When I used to do improv stuff.
That's
I've
cool.
done that. And it's like you just stop and you're like, oh, fuck, I can't think of a damn thing to say.
Right on, you're digging.
Yeah. It's awesome. Cool.
Yes, there were lots of things going on there today. So what else has been new with you?
Really, absolutely nothing. It's coming into finals week for me, and I finally finished some of my last papers. All my classes are turning out to be, we're not going to do a comprehensive test. Instead, we'll just kind of give you some questions.
Cool.
Good luck.
Cramming?
Not a bit.
Oh, didn't know if you need some amphetamines or anything.
No,
it's college, you have...
Well, it's college, but it's not dorm, so I can't drink, and, you know, I can't be high. And
sure you can.
Know. So, it's kind of not fun calling this in my dorm room. That'd be kind of pathetic, so... Although, it's about the size of one of my wife's old dorm rooms.
That's
so, imagine, like, a big-ass loft bed hanging over
so
everything.
Tiny.
Oh, it's horrible. If any... I don't know if anybody out there has gone to college or, you know, pretended to. If you've been in a dorm room... Just
7 years down the drain. Just thinking of Animal House. Sorry.
Don't feel bad. I saw another... an Animal House ripoff. Those, Mitsubishi commercials with that guy with a raspy voice. He goes, I went to college. And the kid goes, oh, you went to college? Yeah, best 12 years of my life. I'm going, oh, come on. You have to rip off Animal House?
Man, that's just, it's almost commonplace now. You know, it's like common.
It's
common.
Kleenex and Band-Aid
coming. I saw a really shitty movie last night.
Oh.
Animal House, National Lampoon Goes to the Movies.
What?
It's this, like, really rare film.
Yeah.
And it totally sucked. Christopher Lloyd is a strangler of women, and Rhea Perlman plays a Jewish prostitute.
Good God!
Filmed in like 1981.
Oh my God!
It was just like, I come in on the last like skit type thing of it, and I'm just like, I couldn't stop watching it because it was so fucking bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was like pathetic jokes, okay? Apathetic cop doesn't care while somebody gets killed around him. And one cop tries to do good, but he's not like Dudley Do-Right, dude. He's like, okay, we can help you, and, you know, get shot constantly. He's like, what the fuck?
I don't
God
know.
Damn, man.
Yeah. I can't say that'd be a good movie. I can't say that'd be a good movie experience at all.
For some reason, dude, Cinemax and fucking Stars lately have been, like, recycling old fucking movies.
You know, they probably have to. Oh, we lost someone.
Who?
DJ Oki.
Who the fuck is that?
That's a listener. That's who that is.
Oki?
Oki. O-H-K-I, if I'm pronouncing it right. We might as well, you know, why don't we do our little, our teeny-weeny roll call and mad props while
no
we
No mad
can.
Props to Oki, you left.
Yes, you have fans, you are.
Who?
Huh?
Pleased to be knowing that. Fucking English here. What the fuck?
Oh, like, oh, that's right, they're coming from Ars Anime, so they're going to have, you know... Yeah, I'm not cool like that. I try to be cool like that, and all I can really get into is Cowboy Bebop.
I'm sorry, dude, it's Oki, and all I was thinking was, you know, like Oklahoma Oki.
Ooh, an Oki from Muskogee?
Yeah. Ah. Thanks, Merle Haggard.
You're welcome.
Everybody in the chat, I'm like...
Anyway, yeah, I know. Or who's Merle Haggard? Real quick.
He's real big. He's techno, dude.
Oh, yeah. Right up there in Branson, Missouri's finest. Yeah. In the rave houses.
He's fucking big, man. Holy Don't mess man. Around with a rambling.
Dude, man. You don't understand the chain. Okay! No. We'll get to that here in a minute. We'll really get to that. I got a...
Yeah.
This 2 weeks have been hell here in Vegas, and I'll explain.
Really?
Yes. First off, let's say hello to the sometimes with us, most times not, L Smack.
Smack Mad Props.
So if you want to talk nice to Smack, you might as well. You know, he's part of the show sometimes, yeah. Too. Let's also say hello to Eternal Tune, who really hates our guts, and who also finds our music completely appalling. So much as our music was bad enough, she threatened to rip out her eyes.
She?
I think it's she. At least that's what I could see from the chat.
Eternal 2, are you a woman?
Your music sucks. Yes, it does. We love it, though, here. You should wait till we pull out some of the hardcore shit.
I swear to...
Yeah, it's a she.
So how's it going?
Oh, no.
Nah. You ever come to Vegas?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen,
give me an IP number.
She's taken right away. Bam. Hmm. There's a little bit of intimacy in there.
Static IP. Yeah. So anyhow,
send me money. Wait. Send me money. I'm so there. Oh, fuck your bad luck, dude. What tickets do you got left to pay?
No, man, I just finished my court cases. My tickets, yes.
Send her some pixie sticks. Well, hell, then if that's the case, we need to send someone pixie sticks in
you
chat
want,
room.
You want money?
Talk to Smack. He'll snort fucking, pixie sticks.
No, I was going to say, I'll send you a fun book, okay? And it won't be from a good person.
The Western, that sounds fun. Oh, yeah.
They got bought.
They got purchased. Some company bought like 5 out of the 6.
Four.
4 out of the 5? Because I know he's keeping El Cortez.
El Cortez is keeping, but...
Sugar and money. Jesus Christ, you are a... Oh, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to be nice to our fans.
S&M.
Yeah.
She's
Krakow.
Been S&M. The Gold Spike.
Ghetto.
The Plaza. Was Ghetto trying to come
5 out of 10.
It's on life
support. 5 out of 10. It's on life support.
What the fuck else was it? I want to say the Vegas Club.
Yes, Las Vegas Club.
And...
4 out of 10.
Western.
Man, if you are sitting at the Western, your ass is fucked up.
Okay. Homeless Mission with table games.
That's exactly it.
They don't have they have table games with nobody. They don't have dealers. All they have are slots. And hot dogs.
Yep, that's it. I mean, it's pathetic.
Slots and hot dogs and security guards to kick everybody out.
And if you go into this casino, and it is a casino...
With no carpet.
No carpet.
Concrete floors,
concrete brick walls, like a schoolroom.
Want to know more? CheapoVegas.com.
Yeah, CheapoVegas. One of our links. One of our links.
Actually, friends, yes.
One of your links, I should say.
Yes. More links are coming on the way soon. I have to organize a lot of stuff. I actually got busy today, so I couldn't get it in. What the fuck was it? I think it's... Planning My Revenge or PlottingMyRevenge.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's this subterranean cinema site. Remember how I sent everybody a link for subsin.com?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go there?
I think I did.
Okay. Did you? So you must not remember much of it.
No, I. But this past couple weeks.
It's underground movies and stuff like and actually, typically really rare movies.
Okay.
One of them is called El Topo, a Mexican gunslinger who goes on a quest for clarity and religious shit. They come across. wacky, strange soldiers, soldiers that are raping monks. He gets fucking trapped in a cave with midgets for a few years. It's fucking deranged. Besides this, like, that's on DVD. That's one of the good ones. This guy has this massive collection of videos of obscure movies, like the fucking Turkish one. It's the Imitation Star.
No, the stuff I sent you.
Yes.
You like that.
Yes, I did. And he has a lot of his movies. He also has bootleg movies that aren't necessarily movies. He has the it's like $20 for a VCD, you know, like burned on DVD-R, and it's $15 for a VHS. It's $20 for VHS if it's like a movie has a box cover for. he has like a lot. Some of the stuff he has is like really rare stuff. He has like some celebrity porn stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara Streisand in a porno.
No.
This guy has it.
Damn.
This homemade movie of the Go-Go's.
Uh-huh.
On the backstage that was filmed. They're fucking high. They are so wasted on coke. Okay? They get this girl from the audience and they try to like convince her to have sex with a roadie.
Mm-hmm.
And when he passes out and nothing happens, they basically shove a dildo in his ass and take photos of it.
Oh my god.
He has all this stuff. Like I said, the one thing I was like really interested in is the Tom Green tapes. Not of MTV.
Pre-MTV.
Pre-MTV on the cable and access network. And rare because the old ones are destroyed.
Really?
He has, like, a lot of really ultra-rare shit for, like, some stuff. It's very interesting.
Did you put this link up on our site already?
No, I haven't done it.
Let's put that up in this coming month.
It's, like, planning my revenge or my demise. It's, like, something to do with, like, planning my revenge, like, .com. He has, like, a lot of Mondo movies, some weird shit. A lot of stuff I, like, couldn't go to. I got to that Go-Go's description right there, and, you know.
You don't want to see that shit.
Not at work. No.
No. Not at work at all.
I read that and I'm like, maybe this is just one. And I get down to the Barbara Streisand description of the big nose matches, and she, I quote, chows down on a huge meat-sicle.
Oh, man.
End quote.
And that's a nice quote. So, meat-sicle.
Meat-sicle.
Not as good as flesh squeegee, but I guess that could be also kind of used in the same context.
Yeah, I guess if you're like, if she's a snapper.
There you go.
It could be a good flesh squeegee.
Let's give out that last final prop. I think we got Eternal Tune covered, so let's give Eternal Tune the chime. I don't think we did that.
To who?
Eternal Tune, the one that hates us?
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then you know we did it twice. There you
just
go.
Just in case.
And then also, one big thank you to our always listener. We're so sorry. Reverend Hammer.
Mad Props.
Who's also the official archiver of Spankwagon Radio.
Cool. All right, and back in the hole with you, Clicker Liquor Pop.
Yes, third hole over. So this week has been hell.
That's quite interesting. I have to go register the truck.
You finally have to go do that, huh?
Yeah.
Good fucking luck.
No, nobody called me to tell me they had the green slip ready. Well, they didn't. They had to go print it out.
Ah.
The dealership. That was fun. Fuck. It was quite depressing too. I've never done this when buying a used car. I've never done this before.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I just sign the power of attorney thing,
mm-hmm.
they do it for me.
Yeah.
I actually sign the title to say that there's a lien on it. They actually brought the title out. And it's quite depressing to see, look, that's the freedom, financial freedom of my truck. And it's like, well, I won't see that paper for about, 4.5 more years.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of depressing, but yeah, you look
at
the bright side.
My truck is a fucking, came from the ghetto, too.
Really?
Down on Bruce Street.
Next
to the police station.
If you guys, I don't know where you all are at. It's
in
right
North
up
town.
There with Franklin and in Waterloo, and just imagine the worst streets next to MLK that you can imagine in your hometown.
Yeah,
pretty much. MLK, and then the first right turn, that's Bruce Street.
It's like bus integration of gang members down there, dude. That's the best way to describe it. It's a shitty fucking area.
Yeah,
they also have a, you know what, I actually accidentally got caught down there one day when I was like trying to like, well, I wasn't kidnapped. No, when I used to work at the bank. There's like a blind school down there, and like a school for the blind.
Yeah.
And there's like,
no, it's a school where they teach you how to poke your eyes out. Yeah. And that's a school Eternal Tune should go to. Anyhow.
There's like fucking signs that say warning, blind people. Like, they're going to be fucking wandering the street like tumbleweeds, man.
Donk.
Click, 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 click.
Well, he's better now. In heaven, he can see.
Yeah. Fucking blind guy gets on a bus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Driving, bus is on fire. All of a sudden, just goes, kaboom, kaboom, boom, boom, boom. Bus is just fucking bouncing up and goddamn down.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And all of a sudden, fine again, smooth. So the blind guy's like, oh shit. Comes to a stop. Blind guy goes to get out the bus, goes to the bus driver, goes, hey, how come the ride was so bumpy? He goes, huh, sorry, I ran over a guy. He goes, Jesus Christ, you mean you ran over the guy? That wasn't just one bump. He goes, well, he ran through a field.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, it's funnier if I did the derogatory version with the, you know, insert your favorite ethnic group here.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's only if we want to do poor taste ethnic jokes, which maybe next week.
Ethnic jokes, you know what? I've talked about this before. I like handicap jokes.
You love handicap jokes. Anything about, like, the kids of Whitney High or anything like that, and you are just in apeshit heaven.
You know what? It's going to make you laugh how I discovered that, dude. I heard Norm MacDonald on Howard Stern one time.
Oh, there's retard for yourself.
Dude, man, he hates retarded people, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, more so than I did. The guy is fucked up, dude. His one time he walked in on his dad and some woman having sex,
uh-huh.
And his dad beat the shit out of him.
Uh-huh.
And his dad was a teacher.
Right.
And there was, like, this kid in his class who was mentally retarded.
Right.
So, like, Norm MacDonald was in his own dad's class, and every day after school and shit, his dad would make him play, like, checkers with the retarded kid,
uh-huh.
And he'd have to win. Yeah, he'd have to let the retarded kid win. But the retarded kid didn't know how to play. So he just grabbed a piece of gold, click, 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 ah! He's like, okay, you win.
Oh, man.
So he has a deep hatred
well,
of
that, there's a reason for that hatred, then. I mean, yeah, there really right. is, an, not really hatred, but just a get out of my face sort of attitude.
So he played the kids of Whitney High, and that's the first time on the radio I was like driving, and I heard the song Insects. You better watch out, or the insects will get you.
Do I have that? I wonder if I can have that popped up during the break.
Did you copy the show I brought to you last week?
Yeah, I did.
It should be there.
It should be there. So I have to hunt for that.
Spiders will bite you on
Oh, that's right. I did listen because I had a great intro.
Bye. Yeah.
And I don't know if we got it, but I do know I listened to it with your little photo thing. So I do know I've heard that.
Yeah.
Speaking of break, we're going to go ahead and take a quick one, which means more bad music coming up for those of you who are music lovers.
By the way, if you fuck with me, I'll play Perry Como.
Oh, fuck that. Hell yeah. Perry Como or even worse?
Let's play Perry Como.
Perry Como?
I like Perry.
I don't know.
The man who eternally sounds like he's yawning. He does.
Let's see if we can find some Perry Como. Hey, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
And we'll be back in a little bit, folks.
So don't get you going anywhere.
The bugs will get you.
Teachers, keep on teaching. Preachers, keep on preaching. Whoa, keep on turning. Doesn't bother me too long. I'm
just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. Take a load off Planet. Take a load for free. Take a load off Planet. And you put the load right on me. Picked up my bag, I went looking for a place to hide. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around. Take a load off. Take a load for free. Take a load off Fanny. And you put the load right on me. Right on. Go down, Miss Moses. There's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke and said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Annalee company? Take a load off, Patty. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Patty. And you put the load right on me.
Why listen to Spankwagon Radio on Thursday nights when you can hear the best parts in a promo like this?
I also have an interesting related story, too. One of Claude Ball's wishes is coming through.
Oh, coming true.
Coming true, yeah. Handicap pornography. In Japan right now, the video has already been made right there, and what they're doing is they're going to go ahead and they're protesting the government because the government doesn't want it released. Oh, nothing can be thrown away.
No.
The government does not want the videotape released. They're saying it's not in good taste, but the producer says, fuck you, I'll do what I want. I already have my money backers. What they're doing is they're taking two paraplegic men, and they're going to have sex with a blind girl and a deaf girl. Now, what makes this funny is the deaf girl can't hear.
Right.
So they say in the video, the guy has to write on a whiteboard what he wants her to do. Cut my balls, toss my salad. is to write this for her and she'll do it. Now, I was hoping for mongoloid sex. I mean, but I'll compromise for cripple sex, okay?
Oh, God.
Interesting.
It was actually, like I said, I'm still waiting for the mongoloid sex.
Mongoloid sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You're gonna be made happy again, and another commercial will be made of.
Bake the beans. Touch my salad.
Oh, still sick. Hey, yeah, I forgot to. I never got a chance to mention why I kind of got. I'm scared about being in Vegas right now.
Terrorist attack.
No.
Bad. Something in the water.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Nuclear waste.
Nope.
What?
Cowboys. The NFR radios have been in, rodeos have been in town for the past 2 weeks now.
Why are you afraid
now?
Of cowboys?
Okay.
Well, that makes sense. They did take that one gay guy in Nebraska and take him out in the middle of nowhere and chain him to some fucking fence and beat the hell out of him to death. So I can understand your fears.
No, I don't think that's my fear per se. It's just the fact that there's so many of them. And me and Kamal, we were down in downtown and. Well, every 10 feet we went, there was something cowboy going on. It was scary to the point where I was down in front of the Las Vegas Club, and I'm looking around, realizing I'm in Vegas, and I'm hearing country western yodeling.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah,
they do. You ever seen the movie Raising Arizona?
Yes.
At the end, they sing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wait a minute, you just went into an Indian chant.
Hey, how do
reservation casinos greet you?
How you doing?
Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you? Thank you.
You know what, dude?
I'll be here next week.
Sounds like maybe. A big pile of shitty joke. I'm like, yeah, I was going to clean those shoes anyway. Why don't I just step in it?
Go for it.
Sure.
Ew. Got a little practice making that noise or something? When you go into a bathroom and just make that noise to gross up the person next stall?
You know what? I do stuff like that, man.
That's true.
I try to make like fucking nasty noises. You know, I'm wondering if anybody can tell me this. I have a question. If you're in a stall, like, you know, you don't like... Say, excuse me if you fart in a bathroom. That's like the one place where you don't do it. And if you do, it's like really out of place. If you're at a urinal or something like that, and people aren't up on you. Usually it's like ATMs. There's like a certain zone.
Yeah, there's like that safety zone.
Yeah. Where it goes from casually waiting to urinate to...
Leaning
rapist.
Over the shoulder, yeah.
Yes. So I'm just curious. If like you're up at the urinal, and there's like a dude a few feet behind you, and you fart, is that rude?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Because, yeah, would it be? Because, I mean, you're in a urinal. You're not in the toilet, per se.
So you are.
But you're at a urinal. And
sort of.
You're sort of there.
People can see you.
That's scary in itself. I don't know. What do you guys think out there? Go ahead and pop that up on the chat room. We'll just leave it for the chat tonight.
Talk. I'll give you a topic. A little bit clean. Talk amongst yourselves.
A topic? Fucking flagellants at a urinal is a topic for you.
Yeah, oh, man. Don't you ever wonder shit like that?
Not necessarily.
I like wonder a lot of shit. Like, makes me go to sleep. My brain just, like, goes...
Shuts down.
It's like... it's kind of like you do with laptops when you're on battery drain mode.
Just gets slower and slower and slower.
So anyhow, yeah, I mean, I wonder a lot of stuff, you know. Why is it... Cows are mammals, right?
Last time I checked.
Okay. Now, ape-type mammals, like us right here, you know, it's like, our mammary glands are up on our upper chest.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs are down on their torso. I can understand. Why do cows have their udders in their crotch? I just can't figure that out.
That's a really good question.
You know?
I mean, that is a really fucking good question, because I couldn't even give you a logical answer
as
to that.
You know?
I don't know.
I just wonder shit like that, you know? I'll be honest.
Hell, you shut me up. I can't think of, like, you're right. I mean, what determines an animal, well, what their memories are.
Yeah.
You know, but then again.
See, I'm always wondering just, like, weird shit. I'm way beyond the just, well, why do a man have nipples? I mean, you know, everybody knows that. Because when you develop, you're like, babies are, like, neutral up until a certain point where their chromosomes kick over. So it makes sense. So like,
the
so
chromosomes
like,
kick over from the get-go. I think it's just
it depends.
A certain point that the actual chromosomes building. Develop. No, the chromosomes are determined right at the beginning.
Those are determined. I'm not saying the sex is determined.
Yes, the sex is determined.
The sex is determined. I'm saying as the fetus develops, it develops neutrally. There will be a point where like the labia lips will either become refined and be in you know define a vagina, and or if it's a male, they'll puff out and become testes. So like different things like that. So it makes sense. But I just wonder shit, you know.
That's some fucked up shit to wonder.
Yeah, I mean, like, why don't chickens have nipples and shit?
Why don't chickens? Well,
why the fuck can't they fly? Goddammit.
Hey, you know, I don't know.
I had a cool idea, man. Chicken hunting.
Chicken hunting.
And I don't just mean.
You go,
rifles.
Rocky.
I don't mean just with rifles, dude. Got a cool fucking idea. Tell me what you think. We go down to the skydiving place.
Yeah.
Where you like this gigantic fucking fan.
It's a helicopter blade that blows you up.
Literally.
Literally. Okay.
So I'm thinking, wouldn't it be a fun, like, game? Okay. I don't know if you, like, grew up around anybody who had a pool. Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know that one shit where it's supposed to be a game where they have the weights that, like, you throw in the bottom?
And you grab the...
Or they might be certain buoyant to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking, what if you're, like, in a skydiving fucking tube like that and people throw chickens in? Some chickens can fly higher. Others can't. Oh, and I gotta go after them.
Oh, my God. You imagine the feather and shit mess you're flying into? I mean, I'd want to wear a paintball mask at least, because a chicken flying, you know, he doesn't know what the hell's going on. All he sees is fucking knives below me. Dude, that thing is going to lay eggs and shit all over the place.
Yeah, but it's just going to blow up out the top.
Yeah, and if you're above the chicken, duck, die.
Chicken, I don't think it's going to be that bit bad, because chickens are usually lighter. So maybe we'll have to put a ceiling in, like a net that can only go so high.
I say, you put a ceiling, it's going to cause a vacuum. And we're going to have pressure.
Yeah, no. Besides the fact, you know, you have to have it exhausted for the pressure, and so the chicken shit just flies out the roof. People in the parking lot come out, and there's like shit all over the car.
Where's that pigeon shit? There's that one spot where all the shit just lands and coats one of the exotic cars that parks in the back of that building. One of those pseudo exhaust, you know, exotics, the Ferrari kit car.
My favorite, the Lamborghini that's 2 feet too short because they didn't bother to stretch the Fiero chassis.
Uh huh.
Fieros are fucking Lego cars, dude.
They are.
People only buy them to fucking rip them apart to build other shit.
Build other shit. I mean, Fieros are used in Ferrari kit cars, Lamborghini kit cars, Cobra kit cars.
Yes. Which are illegal now.
Which are very illegal now. Thank God.
Cobra actually finally successfully sued.
Yep.
There was infringement on the body design and everything else.
Yep. Because it was a perfect copy.
Yes. Literally.
Have you ever seen any kit car parts come in the mail?
No, I haven't.
You swear to God, some of the parts actually do look like they should have come from a model kit.
You know what?
Twist them off this big frame.
Unfortunately, you know what? I don't know anybody that sells kit cars now. Other than like those Lamborghini body kits to modify,
mm-hmm.
like a Fiero chassis, what I'm talking about is where like those old like Bradley GTs and mm-hmm. Simbreas and stuff like that. I think a Simbrea would be bitching.
I saw the world's worst conversion. It was a Pontiac Firebird mm-hmm. with a Ferrari body kit. So the damn thing looked like sort of a Testarossa chicken.
I can't picture that. I have to see it. Yeah, but I can tell you one car. It's not a kit, but it has a. It's not meant to be a kit car.
Right.
But it has the world's fuggliest, most heinous ass body kit.
Mm.
Go down and in Vegas too. You'll. This is like viewer participation. If you're in Las Vegas with us, go down on Fremont Street to GMF Motors.
Yeah.
That yellow Corvette sitting outside.
Never seen it.
Dude, the guy, it's got like a fucking 3 to 4 foot spoiler on the back that just jets out.
Hey, speaking of cars, I just want to say that one more riser has been taken out today. On my way home from work this evening.
Really?
A riser, I couldn't tell who was trying to make the left and who was just trying to get out of the center turn lane, but a riser plowed front end first to the T-bone, the rear axle of another car. So, for now, until insurance comes through, another riser is dead. Let's all celebrate.
Mad props to Darwin-esque evolution. Fuck, I'm dead. Actually, I think it's crap. Shit, it's an omen.
It doesn't want to go in its hole.
No! Gaijin.
One rice boy down, many, many others to go.
Many more to go. Must kill the import street racers. Racers, that's a fucking joke.
No, they're not racers. They're import street posers. Jesus, I'm having a hard time talking today.
It's yellow makes it go faster no matter what it is.
Of course. And so do flames.
Flames are marginal.
Flames are marginal. But yeah, yellow makes everything go faster.
Die cut yellow stickers, that's the shit, dude.
No shit.
There's another color I've seen that's increasing. It may have some I don't think it's quite as powerful as yellow, but it seems to add some speed.
Oh.
Peach. I've seen a lot of peach Hondas.
Now, what I've seen is someone put a Type R sticker on a Geo Tracker. Yeek.
That's funny.
That's horrible.
I can tell you right now the worst color combination I've seen.
What?
This was a prelude. It was peach and green pecan.
Green pecan?
You know.
Yeah.
No, that green fucking color?
Yeah.
Dirty dishwater, rag towel,
yeah.
Fucking from the 50s for Micah.
Formica green.
Fuck, dude, the rotors were that color, too.
Speaking of ugly-ass shit like that, you should kick the hell out of this DeLorean owner who made the Fireflies. As I've been noticing them on more and more cars. Yes, Tireflies.
As I've been told, yes, that was a DeLorean owner that invented Tireflies. For anybody who doesn't know, these are blinking LED lights that go on the valve caps on your tires as they spin around.
Mm-hmm. So while it spins, it blinks, and it makes, supposedly, a straight line.
Problem is, they don't blink enough.
Nope.
When they're on solid, they look cool.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just another more neon. As far as I'm concerned,
if I
have to pay two times the electric bill just to keep my car charged,
there's a new one. No, they work on 4 hearing aid batteries.
Jesus.
No word on how long they last. But I'm really gonna piss you off when I tell you this. They have a new one out. They flash red, white, and blue. And you know that's not gonna be, you know, in sync with the other fucking caps.
Okay. You know. Patriotism is great, but that's a big pile of crap. I'm sorry. To wave a fucking flag like that.
Well, I was amazed because it's a tricolor LED that includes white and blue.
Well, it's a multi-powered LED. Which means those batteries.
Of course, but yeah, they blink red, white, and blue. Jesus God! So if you want to go to tireflies.com right now, they'll have them. I have a bigger complaint than those, though.
That's pathetic.
LED. Washer nozzles.
I have noticed a lot of the LED washer nozzles, but the problem I'm having with them, every single one of them I've seen. Now, if you're a geek, great, thanks for sticking with us. If you're not a geek, we're sorry. But one thing I've noticed with these LED washer nozzles is the actual LED is out of phase. It's blurry light.
Oh, yeah.
The light and how it's either refracting or reflecting.
It might be a diffuser lens.
I don't think so. I mean, even if it is, though, because I was looking at one that, I mean, I had such a hard time focusing on the source of the light. Because, well,
I think they did it on purpose to diffuse the light right there, because LEDs are not incandescent bulbs.
No.
They're bright,
they're
concentrated,
bright as hell.
Fucking focused area.
Take your fist and ball up your fist. I'll think of this as you take your fist, and that's about the size of the light that I was seeing. The amount of light all over these things were.
The hue around the nozzle.
Yeah, and you try to look at where the source, and you just. It's like looking into a dark purple fog.
It's like, you know what it's like? It's like when you look at streetlights and you squint.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was just doing that LED reflecting off that paper there.
Yeah. It's more so on the street.
Well, I mean, if you want to take a look at cross-phase LEDs, go up there, since I think you got a little bit of cord, and grab the two ink pins. Now, one of these
I like the TV Guide one better.
Yeah, you know what? The TV Guide one I've learned is a lot brighter than what I have.
But it's all I know. I like the color.
Yeah, it's a nice sharp blue.
It's a sharper blue. It's more like an aqua.
Yeah. But if you look at these lights, that one is out of phase. And if you guys wonder what we're talking about,
damn,
yeah, it's horribly bright.
You know what though? In case you didn't know, like these.
Thank you.
I'm gonna get these in red for my brake lights.
See, that's cool. LED brake lights.
That's gonna but I have to do a custom.
But if you look now, if you guys have like one of those LED pins that have been out, and you're writing with them,
I don't know if anybody's seen these, but they have like a clear plastic tube that also holds the ink well.
Typically, you're going to get...
Which means the light shines around them.
Yeah.
So that way you get the tip to light up. Well, you hold that to a piece of paper. And maybe it's because it is going through plastic and diffusing, but it does the same effect as what these fucking cars do. And what really blows my mind is this shit's legal.
You know what? It's not.
It shouldn't be.
It's not, but cops don't bother to pull it over. What they will do...
Notice the light coming out of the tip there is...
You know what? My LED is different. Mine will actually focus hard like that. I'll have to bring my pin to compare.
But yeah, you can tell the difference.
Yeah. No, but basically what it is a lot of times... Thank you for the rave.
Okay.
There you go.
My alarm. Shut off. Oh, shit. It's only Thursday Snoozed. Morning.
So anyhow... No, they're actually illegal. Technically, the cops can make you disconnect them.
Good.
And I don't mean turn them off. Make you cut the wires.
See, that's good.
See, I have... You know how people say that they don't vote so they have a right to politically complain?
Nope. That's fucking wrong.
Exactly. So I take the thing that if you do vote, you do have a right to complain.
Yes.
Which is precisely why I can yell at ricers.
Mm-hmm.
I partially riced out my Hyundai one time.
Yep, you did.
Did I tell a story online?
I don't know if you told it on air, but I know you've told me.
Okay, do you want me to tell it on
air? Let's go for it.
Okay. I used to own, it was brand new. First car I ever owned was brand new, and progressively my cars get older. I go from a brand new 97 Hyundai Accent to a fucking 1981 DeLorean. My cars are getting better, man, okay? But they're getting older and shit. Soon I'll be driving Model T's.
Well, I gotta go out. Crank, crank, crank.
Dude, man, you see my new ride, man? It says fly, bro, man. The horse is in the back and there's hay bales on the front. No, anyhow. I was like really psyched up about it, and I wanted to accessorize my car. It's the first car, I wanted to go crazy.
Yeah, you have
the
right.
It was a brand new car that I did shit like this to. Now, since I was a kid, I always thought fog lights on cars look cool.
And I think they do if they're done tastefully.
Yes, especially amber. I love amber fog lights. I think they look great. So I had a 97 Hyundai 3-door, you know, which is a hatchback, 2-door with a hatchback.
Uh-huh.
And what I did was I drilled the bumper on the front, and
okay.
I mounted yellow fog lights.
All right.
On the back of it, actually, let me work my way back. I had wheel covers.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that were those 5-blade fans.
Yeah.
With the chrome
Wait,
plastic.
Wait, are these the wheel covers?
Yes. Like hubcaps, you know. Hubcaps technically are only cover the hub.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking center caps, only the hub.
Yeah.
Like you'd see would cover like the locking hubs on a pickup.
Right, okay.
A wheel cover is actually what covers the entire thing. A lot of people call those hubcaps, and they're actually fucking wrong, to be honest. So anyhow, I had the five-spoke ones right there, or the five-fan blade ones right there.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't allow anything through. On the back of the car, this is my favorite, on the back of the car, I had a license plate frame that was solid-state Indiglo that buzzed loud.
You know, people don't realize that Indiglo, and I think I told you this as well,
it's
Indiglo is radio. First off, it's radioactive. Secondly, to get an Indiglo to glow, it actually is an electronic charge.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. Now, if you have an Indiglo watch, maybe not necessarily some of the analog watches, definitely the digital watches, hit the button to get the Indiglo on, and then hold it to your ear. You will hear a very high-pitched squeal.
Exactly. And this is louder, because this is an entire license plate.
Yeah.
Which was cool, because what happened is it came with lenses.
Mm-hmm.
What you did is you remove the plate, and you pulled this rubber backing off, and you could put lenses in and change the color of it. They were just lens filters.
Interesting.
Okay, now, let's move in. On the inside, I took a chisel to my dash, literally, and cut it to put on the...
This was a brand new car?
Yes. The light switch for my fog lights.
Uh-huh.
And what happened then was I had the cool-ass air freshener.
Mm-hmm.
You know, always got to have a pine tree air freshener.
which
I learned the hard way, don't put in a new car.
Yeah, it smells really weird.
You lose the new car smell.
Yeah.
Which is the greatest smell in the world. Fuck, you know what? Fuck cocaine. Okay, I've never done it, but I can tell you, I don't care. Cocaine or new car smell, I'll just go inside of any fucking new car any day.
So you must have had fun last week or 2 weeks
yes,
ago.
Yes, I did. It was
great. New car cornucopia until that person farted.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Fucking bastard. Anyhow. And
well, as you know, take it to the pine trees. You know I have an affinity for those pine trees.
But you don't take them out. That's a problem. You just keep fucking adding to them.
Oh, I keep adding. It's
starting to look like the movie Seven with the corpse.
Yeah, my rear view mirror has a small
all
forest.
Vanilla.
Yeah, all vanilla.
These little yellow fucking pine trees. It smells like French whore in there. In the candy shop.
We must.
So anyhow.
Uncle Cat.
That's not quite done yet. I had seat covers on my car.
Seat covers. God, you did everything sort of half-assed.
I also know this. Now, there's a couple things in New Half-Assed. I put mud flap, or the not mud flaps, the wheel, the stone guards on. You know, they're like unmovable mud flaps.
Mm-hmm.
I bought those at the dealership.
Okay.
I still love them because the ones on the back actually said like Hyundai on the bottom. Mm-hmm. I thought they looked bitchin'. I kind of wish my DeLorean could have them too to keep the fucking mud from slinging up. But that's cool. Anyhow, moving on to the interior, I also had the aftermarket radio,
mm-hmm.
Removable faceplate,
mm-hmm.
and then I had, which was I thought was cool at the time, I had a map light plugged into the cigarette lighter. I don't smoke, so I don't use it. So I had the map light plugged into the cigarette lighter.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened is the map light had two lights on it. It had the regular little incandescent one to glow down,
mm-hmm.
and it had this piece of plastic that, like, Saturn ring on it right there, mm-hmm. with a red LED inside.
Interesting.
Now, let's talk about the demise of this. One light busted in the front, one of my fog lights right there. My car ended up getting hit by a shopping cart in Kmart's parking lot one night, busting a lens in the front of my car.
Uh-huh.
I ended up also having a ding inside the door from when one cart rolled into it in the wind. These are things that pissed me off to no end. I also took it to the car wash and high sprayer nozzle, water got it on and darkened half of the indigo. Another funny story is when I put that license plate frame in, what happened was that the license plate lights that light everything up
right.
above were sealed. So when I pulled the license plate off, there's this little indentation in the sheet metal. So I go, oh, I guess they figure people are going to drill us. So I drilled it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, though, this was the trunk lid. So when I drilled through, the drill slipped and hit an angle and disconnected the rod that went between the lock up top and the latching mechanism.
Oh, my God.
So my trunk wouldn't open. It goes on. The final coup de grace, which woke me up out of this thing of I'm headed down the wrong road for damnation, knock this stupid shit off,
mm-hmm.
was when I decided to get a vinyl window sticker that said, "Everything sucks."
See, now that's an appropriate sticker. I like that.
Everything sucks.
Everything sucks.
You know, I remember I thought of it, and it was cool, and I drove it for 3 days, and I thought, what the fuck was I thinking? And to this day, that's going to be what causes me to have an aneurysm or a stroke. I'm going to sit there, and I'm going to think really intensely, what was I thinking? What the hell spawned that? And I'm just going to go, fuck! And
right side of my body. Vessel's going to pop, and the right side of your body's going to die, and... Man, that's kind of... Well, I'll tell you what, I like it. I mean, I really do like the Everything Sucks. I would put that on my vehicle.
Yes. And what happened is I eventually cleaned it up, straightened my ways, and then I eventually did trade it in right there. But...
Reverend Hammer brings us a comment here. I want a sticker of Calvin pissing on the word vehicles.
That's pretty.
I don't know, I'm not too big. After I saw Calvin pissing on the word terrorists
and Osama bin Laden,
I saw a bumper sticker today. It wasn't really a bumper sticker so much, it was just one line. Osama, your mama.
Yeah.
I didn't quite understand your mama.
I must give props to Dodge, though.
What?
Have you seen a new Dodge commercial?
Which one?
Calvin, this little animation of Calvin, it's a knockoff, but you can tell, is on the back glass of a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's a Dodge logo. And he runs over and tries to piss on it, and the Ram comes to life and kicks him off the glass. He butts him right off. Now, I thought that was fucking clever. This is like, visit your local Dodge dealer. At the end. Now, I thought that was fucking great.
That is great,
that
actually.
That really is.
That is a really good one. Huh, I will have to see that.
It's fucking funny. The Ram comes alive, he goes, bam, and butts Calvin off the glass.
That's good.
It's fucking funny.
That is great. Let's give a hello to Red Rum. Let's give her mad props as well.
Red Rum, mad props.
So, hello, Red Rum.
Oh, by the way, Red Rum, you were curious as to where I got the car. I haven't gone back to the message boards in a few days, to be honest. I got my car at Thrifty Car Sales. That's where I got the Suburban Assault Vehicle at.
Yes, the Gas Guzzler Extreme.
You know
how's
what?
The seat?
It's got to be fixed.
Did you order it?
No, I haven't done it yet.
You're going to order, right?
I got to go to the dealership tomorrow.
Ah.
My keys are coded.
Yes, they are. They're chipped.
Yeah. See, I got in, and there's this blinking theft light inside, and I'm like, oh, that's a stupid deterrent, you know, just to be a pseudo-alarm light. And it's not! And I'm actually, there's only one thing that they lied to me about. They told me it had automatic door openers.
Bullshit.
It doesn't.
Yeah, bullshit.
It's because it's actually programmed into the ignition system, the door openers are. And I was lucky. I got my manual with my truck.
Wow.
So it tells me. You know how you do the diagnostic thing right there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, mine says do it 10 times and the theft light will like blink a sequence.
Mm-hmm.
Then you hit like up to 4 remotes at the same time. And the theft light will blink whenever it accepts them. And then once you get up to those, you like go click it off. And then the things work. That's how it programs it. It's
wow.
built into the truck.
Interesting.
I thought that was really great. A Ford.
Yeah, really.
But I'm
but
like,
of course, though.
I'm sitting there for like I'm there for like almost 5 minutes of the thing going, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, maybe I did it wrong. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Maybe I did it too slow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it just, I felt like an ass. So now I end up having door openers to another Ford, which God only knows whose car they open.
Well, you know what I like to do? You know, with my Dodge, I'll go through parking lots and I'll hit the three buttons to see what I can find. I haven't found anything yet. Haven't been that lucky. I don't know. Because that'd be kind of fun.
I don't know if Honda has changed their ways, but it used to be at one point, Honda only used 50 key codes.
That's
so
it.
Every 50th car off the assembly line would have duplicate keys of the one before or after it.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah, that's fucking scary.
Highly. Well, I think it was like one in every 14 for certain cars that were made in the 80s. You know, it's like, wow, you can walk up to your friend's car, unlock the door, and yeesh.
Take it.
Anywho, folks, we're going to go ahead and cut to a quick break. And
sorry, that reminds me. My father actually did that one time.
Oh?
Back in the 60s.
We'll get to that after the break.
He ended up getting in the wrong person's car. And he fucking fell asleep, and the guy told him to get out of his fucking car. He said, "This is my car." I said, "No." He got looked at the plate, said, "Sorry," and walked away. Anyhow, we're going to go on break now.
I was thinking something would be something really like knock down, drag out, someone pulled a gun, fight.
No, but my father almost, the coroner had him in a body bag at one point.
Dear.
Yes. We'll save that for after the break.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in a minute. Yes. You are listening to, I should say,
Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.net.
Yeah.
Pure energy. Vaseline's. Well, it's a rendition of an old Christian song, I think. Or we do it the Vaseline's way.
What it is.
Fucking great.
You get him in there and then you beat the holy crap out of them.
Wear gloves, man.
Yeah, always wear gloves. Hey, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at
the internet.
Oh yeah, it's on the internet. It's a cool thing, the internet, I'll tell ya. Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Right.
Spank Wagon! Go! I guess I don't have my Spanish down yet.
You'll never make it in Mexico.
That's a good thing. Man, we are, like, really winding down today. It's been a long day.
We are kind of winding down, yes, but this has actually been a fairly quick show.
Yeah, fairly quick. Now that you show up.
I'd like, you know, I'd like to give mad props to me because I'm doing so good today. Mad props to me. Mad
Take
props.
Take those props away 10 minutes late.
Here. We'll do penance.
You're scraping. Hey, yeah. Actually, very interesting thing here we're looking at in the chat room. Yes. Been looking at it. Red Rum actually is going to get the kudos for this topic. But there's a boy out there, and I will say boy as in the term of age. He's 17 years old. His name is LeBron James. They're talking about putting him in the NBA already.
Is he good?
supposedly he is very, very, very good. They are, of course, the media machine, the, you know, legit media machine, are touting to be better than Bird and Johnson and all this. And this is what I'm reading in the chat rooms.
Well, if he's good, why not put him in there?
He's 17!
So?
Fuck, he needs an education! I'm sorry, what's he going to do if he can't play basketball or he gets injured?
He'll do what a lot of athletes do in their time.
What?
They either sell infomercial products or go to jail.
You want the honest fucking truth. It don't matter what profession you're
infomercial
in.
Or go to jail or just disappear off the face of the earth completely.
Yeah. Where are they now?
We don't know. The next episode.
Muhammad Ali. Would you like some fries with that?
Oh, that.
There we go. What's he doing? He's working the shake machine.
That's not right, but it's funny.
You imagine Muhammad Ali is a soda jerk. Every time he hands you a soda, it's already flat.
Hey, I'd like that.
Celebrities and other careers, dude. Ron Jeremy working in a donut shop.
Stevie Wonder working at a gun range. Ray Charles can do it, though. We know that for a fact.
Georgia, oh, my.
Bam! Let's see. What are those celebrities doing, you know, post, you know. Well, Michael J. Fox, you know, he could be running up the either the other shake machine or, you know, doing a smoothies.
No, wait. There's a difference between Michael J. Fox and Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, about a 5 on the Richter scale.
Actually, you know what? I know this, no pun intended, but Muhammad can sit still.
Yeah.
Muhammad will just kind of sit there and he'll just, you know, jiggle out a little bit, man. Michael J. Fox is constantly trying to cover it up by, like, scratching his head, man, and doing fucking calisthenics in front of everybody. Okay? He's doing that, you know, how does a Pollock bite his ass, man?
Oh, jeez.
He's always doing that, dude. He's always, like, scratching his back and shit, dude. He's always, like, resitting. He's, like, changing legs and stuff, man, you know. He's, like, you know,
bopping.
Listening intently, man. He's like, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. He'll sit back like that, you know, do the pose like that.
Yeah.
He's always changing, dude. I mean, it's like, you think he's, like, warming up to, like, fit in a clown car. You know? He's, like, stretching, dude. You know?
Yeah.
It's like fucking Stretch Armstrong, man.
Oh, God, they're still cracking up about Ron Jeremy working at a donut shop.
Fuck yeah.
That classic Ron Jeremy face serving you donuts. That tongue half sticking out.
This custard tastes funny.
Yeah, that's jelly filled, all right.
Yeah. Prophylactic jelly. Don't eat that. Stay away from the bear claw.
Oh, no. Oh. Yeah, that one bit from Van Wilder.
I've never seen Van Wilder.
Okay, it's a gross fucking bit. But basically, in Van Wilder, they jack off. What do they jack? They jack off the dog, and they put the dog's junk in cream-filled donuts and feed it to the competing sorority or fraternity house or whatever.
That's fucking grody.
And they're eating and they're chewing down. It's like the Stink Fist in Mallrats. He's just chowing down, loving it, like it was the last meal on earth.
Mallrats.
And then they see the pictures that are put at the bottom of the box of donuts.
Oh.
And they just...
Oh, no. Oh, hell no.
It was...
Damn, man.
It was wrong. But funny.
Yeesh.
I had an interesting thing I played today, since we're really kind of just piddle talk today. Not much going on. Piddle talk.
Piddle talk.
Remind me never to use that term again.
Yeah, that's...
Piddle talk. Stop.
It sounds like we're discussing potty training. It's piddle talk. Do you have a little one that piddles everywhere?
It's Jewish piddle talk?
Jewish piddle
what
talk.
The hell? You getting verklempt over the fact that he did a number two?
Yeah.
You got to go pee pee or poo poo.
Look at Bill Cosby's kid. Look at the poo poo.
Oh, God.
God. No, first time his kid like shits. And he's so happy because the kid works. And after I was like, y'all, it's like a week later. He's like, ah, look at the poop. Because the kid shits constantly.
Yep. Are you guys talking about facials? No! What the hell?
No, no, nobody was talking about
we
facials.
Never talked about facials yet. What the fuck?
That makes you wonder if somebody eats at Ron Jeremy's Donuts and they eat a glazed donut. And have no napkins handy.
But yes, we're talking about prawn. We're not talking about facials, though.
Yeah. Would you like to talk about facials?
What, is there something you want to share about facials? By the way, if you're wondering what we're talking about because you're in the archive and not live, we're talking to Red Rum here in the chat room.
We can say a lot about the shit right there.
She can't hear the audio on her end.
Really?
Really.
Did you try starting the stream?
Yeah, you know.
So you fucking hear me right now. Okay, well... When you do hear this, because it'll be in the archive, did you try starting the stream?
She's missing speakers. Dude, that's fucked. Well, you know what? You know what, though? She's dedicated enough to go to the chat room and sit in the chat room. Have to put up with some weird shit being posted in there. She'll save this and go to the archive. That's what I got to say.
Hopefully. Where the fuck are her speakers? That's making me wonder.
Yeah, where are the speakers?
The maid.
With the butler.
See, the need speakers.
Must sell speakers. We'll bring my little Johnny over.
Bring my little Johnny over, dude?
Yeah, like it's
that
in the wall.
Dirty.
That thought. Dude.
You want to take a look at my little Johnny? Right
oh, come
there.
On,
well,
come on.
It's not little.
Everybody's favorite, Brooklynite, Big Sal. He used to say you can make anything sound like porn. Yeah,
really?
Almost anything. He'd say, like, think of something you like in life, you know, just think of Grandma's Chicken Salad. And then he breaks down and he goes, Grandma's Chicken Salad. Damn, it does sound dirty, you know.
I guess so.
You know, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food?
Favorite food.
Rice pilaf.
Say it.
Rice pilaf.
There you go. You just put a sleazy edge on it. It's now dirty.
Well, shit, we can do that with anything.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're thinking because you started chuckling.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, so insert the floppy disk. WinIPCFG, oh yeah, okay.
WinIPCFG.
Yeah, but there's a visual of you pointing towards the crotch on that one, man.
I have the visual, though. I'm going to all out.
FG, like it's this fucking...
You look! Quit looking! I stopped pointing all half an hour ago. You're like,
I just think,
what's
dude,
CFG?
Which one's C and what's G? You fucking name your balls, dude. I did. Mine's Dumb and Dumber.
What? I am not... I do not... I'm not named.
You don't name your genitals?
My genitalia have not been
Big
named.
Big Fred? Nope. Purple Helmeted Warrior of Love?
Mm-mm. Not even One-Eyed Wonder Weasel.
Incredible heat-seeking moisture missile?
Nope. None of those. I can't see the benefit of doing that.
Rumpel foreskin?
No.
That doesn't fucking benefit you, dude.
I exactly. And
it's
therefore,
not like a neighborhood with a good name, okay?
I live in Rumpel foreskin land. No. It's just, I can't find a...
I live in Rumpel foreskin
land. Shut up.
So when you're moving to San Francisco.
Been there, visited, got the hell out.
At Castro Street, that's right, man. So you were in Rumpel foreskin land.
It was so gay. No, I don't have a name.
How come? Did you name anything on the wife?
No.
Really?
No.
Do I have like little cute names?
I think that's completely stupid. That's asinine and childish.
Oh, so you have mature sex?
I wouldn't necessarily go that far, no. And I'm not going to bring my sex life into this as much as I'm trying to say. There's no names. You can't... You name them.
It's to be funny. It's to be goofy in the bedroom.
For what point?
For fucking laughs like we're doing right now. Why the fuck are we talking about? Because it's funny. That's why.
It's funny, but my point is I don't think it's necessarily funny as it is just, okay, and move on. I just don't see
I am such a mature lover. Yes, I can imagine it.
Oh, no, no.
I love you so much. I will now insert my manhood into your femininity. Into the nether regions of your...
Or as those old porno books would say, his organ.
His organ.
He inserted his organ. I'm like, what is he, a monkey grinder? What the fuck?
Pop goes the wheat.
Pop goes the cherry. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we finally hit lowest common denominator, and it only took us almost 2 hours.
Now we can go a little lower. Why not? Let's try.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go for the lowest we can go for lowest common denominator that's radio.
Yeah, I can imagine making out in your love life. Yeah. So, tell me, do your loins ache for my seed? Yes.
No, I can't quite say I've ever said something stupid like that.
You and your mature.
It's not a necessary mature. You get that's this.
I don't name it. It's childish.
You have
just
this.
Just silly.
Yes, it's just silly. That's a good way to put it, but it's not a maturity issue. You know, I'm sorry. If I was having mature.
What's mature about bringing food into the bedroom?
Well, there's nothing that's mature about bringing.
Food fight.
Technically, it's just getting the food out of the way, but unless I'm hungry.
Where am I going to put this banana? Okay. Shibboom.
Oh, my God, no.
Honey, have you seen the magic shell? Yeah. All right. Just squat and drop it.
Oh! Oh, God, you did go there.
Where are the olives at? For my next trick, I will pit the olives. Pop, pop. Pew! They hit me right in the spittoon with the seed. That's fucking Benoit walnuts. Cracking walnuts, dude.
Oh, my God.
Damn, that'd be dangerous, man.
No, that would be horribly dangerous.
Cracking walnuts inside of herself.
Can you imagine? No, think about that. Let's take my wife. Take a female. Put a walnut up there and say, crack it.
Crack it.
And she's squeezing and trying to pinch it, and all of a sudden she just blows a load.
That's fucking gross. You know, What's funny? Have you ever seen porno bloopers?
No.
When porn has like little, not as much. It's like you know how people do drugs, you know, and it's like the effect wears off. It's like at one point porno's like, yeah, porno, cocksucking, whatever. But what happens? Porno bloopers are funny. Mm-hmm. You could see deep throat scenes and the chick will like throw up.
Uh-huh.
Or like if you've ever seen it, it's really gross, man. But you'll see anal sex scenes and the guy just goes a little too deep, man, and it's like he breaks a retaining dam. Oh. And it's just fucking that's fucking gross, dude. This guy, it's like they do the shot down, dude, and the shit just splatters up all over him.
Dude, it blew up, and her colon is gone. Yeah. There was no medical
fucking
emergency.
Colon blow, dude.
As her colon has just left her.
I think the nastiest ad I ever saw was this chick defecating, and it says, "I'm shitting to make more room for your huge cock. Click here now."
It was
like on the news groups, man. And I'm almost sorry I didn't like save that because it was so grossly funny.
It was
funny.
So wrong.
You know, it's just to show people, because, well, they believe me. I've seen this. Well, fuck you. People have seen my links.
Yeah, if you've been to his links, you know it's out there for real. So. Hey, real quick. I think, actually, we're going to start wrapping it up for the week. We've hit the lowest common denominator. We have nowhere else to go right now.
Go a little lower?
No.
No, we can't.
No, we're not. No, we're not. No, no, no lower, please.
I can go lower right now.
You know what? I want to sleep tonight.
Tracheotomy sex. Your tracheotomy, and what happens is the throat muscles are much more in tune than the oral muscles. And literally, it's not swallow, it's trickle it. There's a guy that has like a book of medical problems. People
gargling.
That's one of them, yeah. Also, random pictures of shit. Pictures of stories of all the weird shit people have had stuck up their ass. Potatoes to fucking concrete.
I will say this when it comes to shit stuck up ass. If you're a South Park fan, lemming winks. That's all I'm going to say. Lemming winks. If you don't know what I'm talking about, wait till you see the repeat. Lemming winks.
All I can think of is the video game Lemmings.
No. Lemming winks. Lemming winks. And you'll see what I'm talking about.
Where's the remote at? Oh, there it is.
All right, folks, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only found at spankwagon.vftb.net.
Fat gay guy, get in my colon.
Ew. Hey.
Well, hey, there's a party inside and you're invited.
Oh, God. I want to thank VFTB.net for being gracious enough to host my site. I also want to say thank you very much for Reverend Hammer being the official recorder for the site.
The toll for the Hershey Highway is all reach around.
Ah! I also want to say, and I'm doing serious pimpage here, but this Saturday coming up on the Just Shut the Fuck Up, and it's Saturday, not Sunday, Saturday, same normal time, 8 p.m. Eastern. They're having a Bill Hicks tribute show.
Toss my salad.
So Saturday, the 14th, tune in to the Just Shut the Fuck Up radio show with your hosts, Reverend Hammer and Pappage.
Cut my jollies. By the
going
way,
going any further with this, I just want to.
What's funny is our new employee at work. We have no name for him, so we'll just call his name because we haven't chosen one. Van. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about what he does?
No.
He has a second job as Fat Bastard. He works for a singing telegram company. He shows up on people's doors in a fucking kilt.
We're gonna have to. That ain't. That
he does. He's admitted to it.
Wow.
He wears like. What I heard it, he wears Speedos under his kilt.
That's just scary.
Yeah. Part of the paranormal.
But it makes him money.
Hell no, man.
Makes him money. Again, so Reverend Hammer this Saturday after hearing
Remember
this, I'm
banned around a Bartlett tree.
Yeah, I'm disturbed. It's like putting saran wrap on an elephant, you know? It just, at what point? Also then, let's see, other site pimpage?
Homer's pimpage. Dental dam.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. He did go as low as possible can go. All right, folks. Thank you for listening to Spankwagon Radio. We will be back next week. With some details about a very exciting show coming up in the near future.
Let me know as soon as you're up to your...
No, it's not bad food, but it's getting closer. Pretty damn close to being bad food. Anyhow, thank you for listening to Spankwagon. We will talk to you next week. And remember, he just farted on my microphone. What the fuck is wrong with you? Well, at least it's back up next to his mouth. He buttercupped himself.
No, I did. I can't smell anything.
Anywho, you are listening to Spankwagon, or you were, if you're...
It's spankwagon.vftp.net.
And we'll see you next week, or talk to that, or...
That's
I'm
right.
Seriously grossed out now.
Thank you. What's my name? Say my name, bitch!
Spankwagon.